This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We realize there's probably a lot of you that weren't listening yesterday. It was a holiday. So my guess is we'll dip our toe back into the water of those two title games.
No doubt.
Multiple times today. They were two such compelling games that you go back and I rewatched them on the condensed version last night. You read some articles about it. You realize, man, there's a bunch of things that I missed. It's like going back and watching Game of Thrones or The Sopranos the second time around. You're like, I missed that. I missed that storyline. I missed that. Those were two. It was great theater. It really was. Such great theater that the AFC title game was the second most watched AFC title game in the last 42 years. We'll talk about that later as well.
Quickly, if I can put a bow on the relocated officials in New Orleans.
Did they stay at a Holiday Inn Express?
That I don't know. They were relocated about 7:30 Sunday night. Mm. And according to the Toronto Sun story that broke this, quote, about 30 to 45 minutes later after arriving at the second hotel on Sunday night, at least five members of the officiating crew came down from their rooms and watched some of the AFC championship game at the lobby bar and ordered food and drinks, including wings, end quote. I think they slept well.
Okay.
I don't think they were too troubled by what had transpired earlier
in
the day.
So this was within a few hours of them completely botching a play that didn't send...
Yes.
That kept the city they were staying in from going to the Super Bowl. They were hanging out in the lobby bar.
Chilling in the hotel bar.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, they also might have slept well that night because hotel guests, according to the Toronto Sun, saw what appeared to be two plainclothes security guards stationed outside a room on the fifth floor throughout the night.
Yeah, they were empowered. They had backup.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to want. Whenever I see something like that, I think of Enzo the Baker.
Enzo the Baker?
It's a Godfather reference.
Oh, Enzo the Baker.
The old man's in the hospital.
Enzo the Baker. Oh, yeah. Michael's having to wheel him with the bed throughout the whole place.
Yeah. Act like he got something in
there. Yeah. That's good stuff. Now I'm going to have to watch The Godfather tonight.
The Baker.
Text message. You can text us 713-572-4610. Can we have Goodell redo the AFC Championship between the Oilers and Steelers from January 1979?
Why not?
Can you imagine if there were no statute of limitations, Pastorini's putting on the shoulder pads and the jersey, getting back out there, poor Earl Campbell's rolling around.
Oh my goodness. Earl with his walker out on the football
field. Getting all the Steelers back into the stadium. Oh, that would be funny. All right. So we got a Jimmy Shapiro email today, Rich.
Yeah, we did.
You know what that means.
Oh, of course.
The gambling gods have dropped something in our lap. First of all, the rule change potentially that we were talking about in the open to the show, will penalties be reviewable? And I think by penalties, they mean things other than false start or not false, other than like 12 men on the field.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They mean holding and judgment calls, basically. Will penalties be reviewable in the 2019 season? Have you seen these odds?
I saw the email. I did not check out the odds.
Okay, what do you think the favorite is?
Give it to me again.
Will penalties like pass interference be reviewable next season in 2019?
I think the slight favorite should be yes.
No is the fairly heavy favorite, minus 200.
Well, I guess I'm wishful thinking.
So 1-2, yes is plus 150. I think there's decent value on yes. I don't know that it's going to happen, but I think it's closer to a coin toss than these odds.
If it was ever going to happen, this is what it takes.
Yeah,
this is what it takes. Somebody's opportunity to go to the Super Bowl taken away, presumably by this bad officiating.
Here's the other one that they're asking, and this leads into something else we teased into this segment. This is on the heels of the Patriots for the third time under Tom Brady at quarterback winning an overtime game without the other team even getting a sniff of the football.
Right.
Will the NFL overtime rules change for the 2019 season? Now, all it says is, will they change, not will they make it so that each team gets a touch? Because they changed last year, technically, right?
Yeah.
They reduced it from 15 minutes down to 10.
They did.
But I think what they're talking about is, will they change so that you can't just win the coin toss and then drive down the field and get a touchdown? What do you think the favorite is there?
I think No's the favorite on that
one. No's an even heavier favorite on that one. Minus 300. Yes is plus 200. Have you seen Bill Barnwell's proposal for this?
15 minutes?
Kind of.
Okay.
Bill,
a full 15-minute fifth period.
Again, kind of. Here's what his proposal is.
Okay.
Bill Barnwell, who does a great job writing about the NFL for ESPN.com.
If you want to read his stuff, set aside some time.
But it's good stuff.
It's voluminous.
It is, and I think it's great. I didn't read the article. I only saw the tweets about this, but it's pretty easily ascertainable through a tweet. His proposal is sort of a hybrid of what I was saying yesterday. I said I would be okay. I'm okay with how it is now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I know you are.
Because if you lose the coin toss, the other team gets the ball. They can win by getting a touchdown, but if you stop them, you can win by getting a field goal. So I think there's some give and take. Anyways, that's neither here nor there. I did say I would be also all right if they just played another quarter of football. That would actually be really good to me because it would be like real football.
I'd be okay with that.
You're managing the clock and you're driving down, you're trying to play keep away.
And nobody's going to have the ball for 15 minutes.
Right. The clock is an issue. That's, to me, managing the clock is part of football. And by playing another quarter, it includes everything that is part of the game during the first 60 minutes.
I wonder if that's ever happened in the NFL. A team having the ball for an entire 15-minute quarter, same possession, one single possession, taking up an entire quarter of football.
Well, maybe our crack research staff can look it up.
I don't hold your breath.
Barnwell's proposal.
Yes.
Barnwell's proposal is you play a full quarter.
Right.
But if at any point during that full quarter, one of the two teams gets a 9-point lead or more, the game's over. A little like tennis, where you've got to win by 2 points in a game.
That sounds stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's, Rich, I think that's, I like that as much as I like the way it currently is. You think that's, hang on a second. You think that is worse than how they do it right now?
I don't think it's worse, but I don't like it.
Okay. What don't you like about it?
I think if you're going to play 15 minutes, play 15 minutes. Don't put a qualifier on it that it could end prematurely.
Yeah, but it ends. Okay, well, it ends if a team gets a 2-score lead, which indicates that team has clearly won the game. And you just yesterday brought up player safety as part of the 15-minute argument.
I said
argument.
That was the argument. I'm not necessarily sure.
Okay.
Yeah. My top preference is just to guarantee each team one possession. If you want to keep it 10 minutes, I don't care.
Yeah.
But I also like just a 15-minute additional quarter. I like that also because that, I think, virtually guarantees that each team is going to get their hands on the football at least once. So that's what I like. I don't know. This whole 9-point thing seems a little gimmicky to me.
Yeah. Okay. I think you like vanilla ice cream, Rich.
I do love vanilla ice cream.
I think you like vanilla ice cream. I think you like cheese pizza.
I think Bluebell vanilla. Hey, Sean, I never had anything other than cheese pizza until I got to college.
That sounds about right. I think you like
There were no ingredients on pizza in Brooklyn when I was growing up. It was just pizza.
I think you like a good recliner and a binge watching a Seinfeld on TBS.
You got me.
You like fullback up the middle, don't you?
Yeah.
On fourth and one.
You're right. At any given time, if you were to inspect my recordings on my DVR, you would find double-digit totals of Seinfeld and Everybody Loves Raymond.
See, Rich.
And All in the Family.
See?
I'm very predictable.
It does feel like as soon as I brought that 9-point or more lead into it, you're like, I'm a very old man. That's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of window dressing in there. I kind of like it because one team has clearly won the game. It keeps the player safety, I'll say player safety hypocrites at bay.
Yeah.
He's 15 minutes. That's 15 minutes more they're going to play, and that's more head trauma,
In today's NFL, a 9-point deficit is far from an insurmountable deficit. And I'm not suggesting.
That's not the point.
Right.
You're suggesting
that. But what I'm saying is, if you're down 9 points, I don't like the game ending automatically because it kills the possibility of you coming back.
But so does sudden death overtime. Like the Falcon or the Chiefs weren't able to come back on Sunday because they couldn't touch the ball again.
You're right. But sudden death is
the way they've been doing it for a long, long time.
Right. But there are different forms that sudden death can take on.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with sudden death after each team has had a possession.
Fair enough.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.